down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
For this week's industry review, I'm going to be chatting to three people who've made it their business to help us make our homes more efficient. So if you have any queries on that, get them into us now, because I have three experts in studio. I'll be talking to James Lutit about project management, and Stephen Falloon joins us in our executive chair. But first, Ireland has committed to having its greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and reaching net zero by 2050. But those ambitions come with a lot of hard work and graft. So what are the challenges facing homeowners when it comes to making their homes more energy efficient? I'm delighted to be joined by Breen Kelly. He's the editor with Energy Efficiency Ireland. Martin Grogan, director of Energy Green Homes, also joins me. I'm going to start with you, Martin. I'll also be joined in a minute by David Walsh, owner of Energy Efficient Homes. So, Martin Grogan, director of Green Energy Homes, tell us your story.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bobby. Thanks very much for having me here today. Great platform. Huge fan of the show, as we spoke about earlier. So Green Energy Homes, we're based in Rackgar. We have an office in Rackgar. We also opened up a showroom in Swords there last year. We employ 18 people. All of our staff, our USP would be that we have all directly employed staff. We nurture them up from apprentices right the way through. We bring them right through a programme. And we do everything from start to finish. We're SEII contractors, so we can offer you grants all the way through.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, then we can offer you advice too, and as well bring you around to our showrooms and show.
Okay, so your USP is that you physically control the installation of a solar panels or whatever.
Yep.
EV charging points.
External.
Whatever somebody's putting in.
Yeah, absolutely. From start to finish, yeah.
Let's talk to Breen Kelly, editor with Energy Efficient Ireland. Efficiency Ireland, how are you, Breen?
For having me.
Good. Tell us about your business, if you would.
Energy Efficiency Ireland is about providing homeowners thinking about investing in solar panels or EV chargers with all the information they need about financial decisions, what the costs and benefits, and hopefully demystifying some of the technical aspects that can discourage people, and then putting them in touch with reputable installers who can give them a good quote.
Okay, so I understand your business model, Breen. You provide advice to consumers who ring in, and then you connect those people to, I suppose, approved contractors that you've selected to do the installations, etc. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we have on our website, we have all the information you need about, say, if you're talking about solar panels, the costs of getting solar panels for different sizes systems, how much you can expect to make for them, or how long will it take for you then to pay for themselves, and the costs of EV chargers or et cetera. And then, people who are definitely interested in getting solar panels, we connect them with our partnered installers.
So who's paying you then, Breen? Is it the installer pays you then rather than the person who rings up to inquire?
Yeah, the installers are paying us for the potential customers we're sending to them.
Okay, all right. And how's business?
It's going well. There's definitely a strong growth and interest in people these days in getting solar panels installed in their homes or EV chargers. It's really, both have just exploded in popularity in the last few years.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get into that in a bit more detail in a minute. Let me bring in my third guest, who's David Walsh, owner of Energy Efficient Homes. David, how are you?
All's good, Bobby.
Yeah, I was hoping to have you here in studio, but you're parked somewhere on the M50. But
yeah,
we can chat away to you.
I'm just outside looking in the window at you here. I'm not too far away.
Come on. Well, tell us about your business, if you would.
Yeah, so we are the insulation systems installers. So we would install absolutely every single installation system that is available. So we would have that innate experience and knowledge of all these systems and the actual buildings that they are going into, because we are we're the contractors or tradesmen that used to build the buildings. So those skill sets come together perfectly for clients in terms of offering them the perfect solution and install and guaranteeing performance and the energy savings, I suppose.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're insulation installers. We install every single system.
And David, when we talk about the information around all this, there is a lot of noise, and it's difficult for consumers maybe to decide what it is they want. They don't really know what they want. And I suppose there's a potential for vulnerable people to be exploited in this business.
Yeah, well, it's not even the vulnerable people. Like, there's so many different types of buildings built differently in Ireland, and there's so many different types of systems, whether they're solar systems or insulation systems or heating systems available to them, I suppose when you're in that property, you've got to know, or all the options have to be presented to the client in terms of cost and impact. Should I go for an insulation system? Should I go for a heating system or a solar system? But so it's all about cost. What is cost and impact? Which system is going to be the lowest cost and the highest impact? And I suppose you start there with cost and impact.
Yeah.
But it is complex, and that's what the BER assessors are for, in terms of giving a roadmap. We call it the house map for clients. Now, we do that ourselves in energy efficient homes,
yeah.
But I do understand how complex it is. But that's exactly what we do. We nail it for the client.
Well, let me put the same question to Martin Grogan. Martin,
yep.
In terms of the complexity, the noise,
sure.
Maybe that people just aren't as educated maybe as they might be in time.
Yeah.
So how do you advise people?
Yeah, so Bobby, I would actually find on the contrary to that. So I actually find a lot of our customer base actually are pretty well educated. They actually
okay.
know what they're about. They know what the funds are. They know how much it's going to cost them. What they don't know is in relation to the U value, the magic behind the story. And that's what we try and educate them with. But as regards to funding, they know where they can go to get the funding. They know what SEAI grants are available. They're not overly sure how many solar panels they can put up on the roof. But they certainly have a good idea because they've seen their neighbours. So it's been rolled out so vast across the country that most people know exactly what they need to do, but they don't know how about going about it, though.
Tell me this, Martin, the whole grant landscape.
Sure.
Is that complex, or has that become much simpler?
No, it's absolutely super. It's all customer-centric. SEAI have done a really good job on that. I would have to say a couple of years ago it was very difficult, but now it's very easy. You just send somebody a link, you give them our contractor number for SEAI, and then they put in their MPN number and the rest of it, it's done for them. And then we hold our hand all the way through the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Breen, back to you. When somebody's thinking about this space and they're thinking about maybe putting in solar panels, are they coming at it from a point of view of cost or being green or both?
We definitely think that cost is the biggest factor in savings that are people
yeah.
thinking about getting solar. I think one of the biggest factors in terms of in the last few years, from 2020 to 2024, last year there were nearly 10 times as many houses got solar panels installed as in 2020, over 29,000 last year. And we think biggest part of that is definitely saving money on their electricity bills when Ireland has such incredibly high electricity costs. I mean, the second highest in the EU. So it's a financial decision.
So has the rise in energy cost has prompted a lot of people to look at this and say, I need to pay less here?
Yeah, it's definitely the rising energy costs in Ireland, and with solar panels especially, the price of them has just plummeted in the last few years. The panels themselves, as the market has just exploded. So
yeah,
the cost of getting it has gone down. The technology has improved so they can pay for themselves quicker. And as well, yeah, the price, electricity prices in Ireland are still very high and seemingly staying high.
And where do these solar panels mainly come from?
Well, China would definitely would have the largest market share. I mean, most of the world's largest manufacturers are in China. So they would be a lot of installers, and the Irish market and the European market would use Chinese-made solar panels. And they definitely have a larger part of the sector than European manufacturers.
Yeah, okay. David, back to you. David Walsh, owner of Energy Efficient Homes. You say that all houses are built differently. So does that mean that almost every house needs a different solution?
Yeah, well, what we would see was, like, if the insulation, it is a lot more complex than solar panels. Like, when it comes to insulation, the approach and the contractors, you've got the walls, the ceiling, and the floors and windows and doors, the building fabric. So it's all about building fabric performance. So we would quite simply find that when you're going into a house, that you need to have the full array of systems available to you in order to rectify it. But some of these systems, there's very dynamic systems available with BASF, the international chemical company, and their supplier in Dublin. So yeah, they are very different, and there's lots of different approaches. So insulation is a lot more complex than solar. And it does require a little bit more thought.
And the innovation around insulating the exterior of people's homes, that's a relatively new thing, isn't it?
Well, I'll give you a little example in terms of the complexity there. Sometimes you could see people insulate the outside of the house, but they might have air movement on the inside of the house in their dry lining system. So, like, if they're turning on their heat, and the heat has been lost in air movement in the interior in the dry lining system, that comes down to air tightness. Now that's a simple principle of approach, but yeah, you got to be careful. There's a lot of money at stake, and you do want someone in your house who is familiar with all the options that are available to you.
Yeah. Back to you, Martin. I live in a house that's over 200 years old.
Are you good?
I looked at solar panels.
Sure.
On the roof, and at my age, at 65,
sure.
There's no way I could justify the cost versus what I would get. So,
a lot of people ask us that question, and you know, some people say, do you know what, rather than spend the money, I'll go away for the winter. And people, you know, might be in a position to do that, and they genuinely do say that. So, look, you know, more power to them too. But I suppose, you know, depending on your house, really, you need to know what the payback is, what your return is going to be, because solar panels are expensive, but they do pay for themselves over time. I think there's other things you could do. I have a window and door company called Thermaglaze, which is part of Green Energy Homes. So I think for a house that's 200 years old, windows and doors would be the first way to go.
Yeah,
the return on that would be pretty much instant, because you'd have comfort in the house, and also you'd be able to save a lot of energy too. And then insulation, whether it's external or internal, and we both and their businesses that we do specialise in within our business too. So a lot of customers go for that. Solar panels, they go for either at the end of it, or it's either been the start of their journey. And that's what we found with our customer base.
So do you think that it's not any one thing then?
Yeah.
You need to do five or six things.
Well, so my business model would be, so a lot of companies do one-stop shop, and one-stop shop is absolutely fantastic, but a lot of people don't have the money for that, nor can they get the finance for it. It's a lot of money, but there is great grants for it. So we do one-off grants. So like, for example, you'd have your solar panels, then you'd have your heat pump, which is 6,500, your external insulation, if you have a detached house, you could get 8,000 on that. So there's great grants that are out there, and I suppose it's just tapping into that, finding the right contract.
So you analyse each one of those separately?
Yeah, and what we do is we give the customers lots of information. So it's all, our business is technology driven as well, so we have lots of apps. We can give the customers all the information and what the costs are, what the savings are going to be, and then they can make their own mind up on it, and we can guide them through it. But I think windows and doors is an area as well that really needs to be pushed on for individual grants rather than one-stop shop.
Breen, what about EV chargers? Will you see a day that there'll be one of them in every house?
Well, it depends on the type of house you have. A lot of EV chargers now, to really take advantage of home EV charging, if you want to avail of the home EV charger grant, there is a €300 grant to help with the cost of an EV charger. You need to have off-street parking where the charger can be connected to your home, and that's great for private EV charging, but we need more options for public EV charging and possibly home EV charging for people living in towns and cities who might not have a driveway. If they're parking on the street, it can be much more inconvenient for them to get an electric vehicle. So we do need, it would be great to have an EV charger on every home or attached near every home. But we need more ambition and urgency, especially in terms of getting a lot more EV chargers in public areas, in neighbourhoods and towns.
Well, look, it's a fascinating subject. It's one we'll return to. I have a whole lot of text here. I'll try and get to them a bit later. But I'd like to thank my guests, Breen Kelly, Martin Grogan and David Walsh. Thank you all for joining us today and wishing you all well in your separate businesses.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.